رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, has stated, The one who sends salawat upon me 50 times in a day, on the day of judgment, I will shake hands with him. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah azwaja, in episode 5, we had discussed self-accountability in order to gain fear of Allah Almighty. In episode 6 right now, we shall discuss Farooq-e-Azam's fear of Allah Almighty. Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said to Sayyidina Ka'ab al-Ahbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, a famous Tabi'i saint, O Ka'ab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, tell us some frightening things. Carrying out the order, Sayyidina Ka'ab al-Ahbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu humbly said, O leader of believers, if you come on the day of judgment with the deeds of even 70 Anbiya, alayhim as-salatu was-salam, you will still consider them, in other words, the deeds, to be very less after you have seen the conditions of the judgment day. The leader of the believers, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, lowered his head for a while. Having recovered from his overwhelming state, he, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, said, O Ka'ab, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, carry on, please. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, O leader of believers, if as much part of the hell as a nostril of a bull is opened in the east, the brain of the person present in the west will boil and flow out due to its heat. On hearing it, the leader of the believers lowered his head for a while because of experiencing very strong feelings. Sayyidina Ka'ab al-Ahbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu further said, On the judgment day, Allah azza wa jal will gather all the people of every age in a plain. Then angels will descend and stand in rows. Afterwards, Allah azza wa jal will say, O Jibreel alayhi salam, bring hell. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam will bring hell with its 70,000 rains being pulled. When hell is 100 years of distance away from the creation, it will thunder so fiercely that their hearts will tremble with fear. When it will thunder again, every respected angel and Nabi will kneel down. When it will thunder for the third time, the hearts of the people will move up to the throat and their intellect will be overpowered by fear. Thereafter, Sayyidina Ibrahim, Khalilullah ala Nabiyyina, wa alayhi salatu was salam, will humbly say, O Almighty Azza wa Jal, for the sake of being your Khalil, I ask you for myself only. Sayyidina Musa, Kalimullah ala Nabiyyina, wa alayhi salatu was salam, will humbly say, O Almighty Azza wa Jal, for the sake of my munajat, supplications, I ask you for myself only. Sayyidina Isa, Ruhullah, ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, will humbly say, O Almighty, for the sake of the respect you have given me, I ask you for myself only. Now we've noticed how terrifying the scene will be when hell is brought on judgment day. Just imagine, now the sun is at a distance of 4,000 years from us, and it has its back towards us, but on the day of judgment, the sun will only be at a distance of 1.25 miles, and its front will be facing us. On that day, due to its heat, brains will boil, and people will be sweating so excessively that the sweat will be soaked through 70 yards into the earth. The sweat that the earth is not able to absorb will start to rise. Some people will have it rise up to the ankles, Some will have it up to their knees. For some it will rise up to their backs or up to their chests. For yet others it will rise up to their necks. And for the non-believers, their sweat will rise up to their mouths and will get hold of them like rains. They will be paddling into it. In this state of extreme heat, the level of thirst one can feel is beyond words. Tongues will shrink like thorns, and some people's tongues will be sticking out with their hearts stuck in their throats. Their intensity of punishment will be dependent upon the severity of sins. Even though the punishment will be so severe, there will be no support or help. A brother will run away from his brother. Parents will run away from their children, and members of the whole family will try to escape from each other. Every individual will be worried about himself, and nobody will help anyone else. At this time, despite all these difficulties, the hell will also be brought. The hearts of the creation will be trembled with thunder. In short, the hardships of the judgment day will be such that even big righteous deeds will also be felt less. Very wise people will lose their wisdom. Even the blessed Anbiya, alayhi salatu wassalam, who are certainly forgiven, will also have concern for themselves. Now we must ponder, what will happen to us at that critical time? Today, we are committing sins all the time. We are spending our day and night heedlessly. We have started trusting the temporary life of this world and forgetting the eternal life. We have become so much busy with the passion to earn money that we have forgotten the real purpose of our birth. Neither do we care about death, nor have any fear for the dark ditch of the grave. Just ponder, how shall we endure the hardships of the judgment day? Therefore, it is better for us to have fear of Allah Azza wa Jal and ponder over the hereafter. We should perform good deeds abundantly, keep ourselves away from sins, and have the company of righteous people. Because death does not approach only elderly ones, cancer or heart patients, etc. Allah Azza wa Jal knows better. Each day, a number of young people become the victim of traffic incidents and meet sudden death. Therefore, before death comes to you and you stop breathing, immediately bow down in the court of Allah Almighty, repent of your sins, and start performing good deeds. My dear viewers, we have just gone through the parable and the conditions of the plane of Judgment Day, along with Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar Farooq-i-Azm's fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the one who attained blessings and education from the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He had great knowledge and was a great practicing companion. He was Amir al-Mu'mineen of his time. In other words, despite being the caliph of the Muslims, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu would often weep out of the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. He would cry in salah if he radiallahu ta'ala anhu would listen to a blessed ayah about fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. His son, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, has said, once while offering salah led by Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, I heard the sound of his crying behind three rows. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Sa'ib radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that once Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, got late due to any reason in Isha Salah. I led the Isha Salah. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu came later on and joined the Salah, reciting Surah Az-Zariyat. When I reached this blessed ayah, وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوعَدُونَ, translation from Kanzul Iman, and in the heaven is your sustenance and that which you are promised. Sayyidina Farooq-i-Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu started crying loudly. Sayyidina Farooq-i-Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu would offer salah with extreme humility and self-mortification. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu would weep out of the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal in salah and would enjoy the real pleasure of worship. But alas, majority of us are heedless of offering salah and are violating the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal and the rest who do offer salah. Allah Azzawajal knows how many of them offer salah with sincerity and how many offer without sincerity. My dear viewers, in addition to countless attributes, Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu had the fear of Allah Almighty and adopted piety. His admonitory conversation used to be full of the fear of Allah Almighty. At times, he was so much overcome with the fear of Allah Almighty that due to the fear of the accountability of the grave and the judgment day, he would desire, "I wish I could be the fat-tailed sheep of my family, which they would feed a lot until I would become very fat. Then their dear friends would become their guests and they would slaughter me for them. They then would roast my meat. Some meat would be eaten after cutting into small pieces. I wish I were not a human." Once he radiallahu ta'ala anhu picked up a lump of earth from the ground and said, "I wish that I could be the lump of earth. I wish that my mother had not given birth to me. I wish I could be nothing. I wish that I could be a forgotten thing." My dear viewers, now we've just noticed that due to the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal and the fear of the hidden plan of Allah Azza wa Jal, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, is wishing humbly that he could become a fat-tailed sheep and a lump of earth, because earth and animal do not have the fear of a bad end. They would not face the agonies of death, the terrors of the grave, and the punishments of hell. Just ponder, despite being absolutely blessed with paradise, when Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu has fear of the hidden plan of Allah Azza wa Jal. So how much fear we should have of the hidden plan of Allah Azza wa Jal, and to what extent should we be worried for the safety of our faith? Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi has said that Islamic scholars said, "There is a great danger of losing faith at the time of death for the one who does not have fear of losing faith in his life. That's why laying stress on having fear of himself and remaining steadfast on Islam until the last breath." Allah Azza wa Jal has stated in Ayah 102 of Surah Ali Imran, Part 4, "Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullaha haqqa tuqatihi wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun." Translation from Kanzul Iman: "O believers, fear Allah as you should be rightfully feared, and never die but as Muslims." Regarding this blessed ayah, the renowned commentator of the Holy Quran, Mufti Ahmad Yaqan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, has stated, "From this ayah, it has become obvious that to die in faith is the main criterion. If he remains a true believer throughout his life, and at the time of his death, he becomes an unbeliever, he is like a real unbeliever. May Allah Azza wa Jal enable us to have good death." My dear viewers, surely when a person develops the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, he starts performing good deeds day and night. He spends day and night worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal. Instead of trusting the mortal life of this world, he prefers the immortal life. An Allah-fearing person spends his entire life preparing for the grave and the hereafter by obeying Allah Azza wa Jal and his beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam, weeping out of the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal and becoming pious. His friends, relatives, and the people who spend time in his company feel a kind of change in him. Many blessed companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum also developed unanimous opinion about Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu that he was an extremely pious and Allah-fearing man. He used to have dislike for the world. Now, let's go over some of the sayings of the blessed companions about him. Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu has said, "Ma kana Umar ibn al-Khattab bi awwalina islaman wa la aqdamina hijratan walakinahu kana azhadana fi dunya wa arghabana fil akhirah." Amir al-Mu'minin Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu never embraced Islam nor migrated before us, but he disliked the world and longed for the hereafter more than us. Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu has said, "Wallahi ma kana Umaru بأقدامنا حجرة وقد عرفت بأي شيء فضلنا كان أزهدنا في الدنيا. فيا الله عز وجل أمير المؤمنين سيدنا عمر فاروق عظم رضي الله تعالى عنه did not migrate before us, but I have understood this as to why he has surpassed us. It is because he was more righteous and pious than us. Sayyidina Imam Ja'far Sadiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has said, كان أكثر كلام عمر الله أكبر. Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would quite often say, Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that while reciting invocations sometimes, Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would weep so much that he would fall over, losing consciousness, and could not go out of his home for a day or two. People would come to inquire after his health. My dear viewers, we have just gone over many benefits of Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu's beautiful life. In regards to Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu having the fear of Allah Almighty, I pray to Allah Almighty that he bestows us the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal the same way just as Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had the fear of Allah Almighty. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Allah cause me to fear you in sin.